We learn Masechtas Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting on the bottom of Gimel Beis, where the Gemara just finished saying about a story where they went into David, and they told David they have no panasa. So David said, "Go to war, and you'll make panasa that way." And the pasuk says that they asked Achitofel about the strategy, and then they went to Sanhedrin for them to daven for them, and then they asked Urim Tumim to find out if it was a Mimasliach. How do you know from the psukim? This is the order. This is the process when they go to war. So they want to bring a rabbi from psukim. Or Rav Yosef, Mikra, the chsiv, three lines from the bottom of Gimel Beis. That's what we're starting from. Or Rav Yosef, Mikra, the chsiv says in the pasuk, "Va'achrei achitoyful, b'no ben Yehuda, ve'av Yosef v'sar tzava lemelech and Yizyayev." So Gemara dash in this pasuk, achitoyful zayayitz. They went to achitoyful to be shael eitz of him. V'cheinu Omer, it says in the pasuk, the Achitofel was the one who gave the Eitzah. It says in the pasuk, V'atzas Achitofel asher yo'atz v'yom mehem, kasher yishal ish v'dvar alikim. When you asked Achitofel something, it was ki'ilu, you asked something from a Navi, which is dvar alikim. His Eitzahs were mamish like a Nevuah. So the pasuk starts off with, yes, they went to Achitofel. So that was the first thing they did. The second step was, B'no ben Yada, that is the Sanhedrin. We know B'no ben Yada was the Av Bezdin of the Sanhedrin. So we know our next step is Sanhedrin. V'Avyasar Eil Urim V'Tumim, and then Avyasar, who is a Kohen Gadol, so with him you ask the Urim V'Tumim. Rashi speaks out he was the Kohen Gadol until the May of Avshalom, and after Avshalom was Tzadok HaKohen. V'Chenu Ayim, the pasuk says, "Bno Ben Yada Ala Kresi V'Ala Plesi." And what is Kresi V'Plesi? Milo Nikra Shmam Kresi V'Plesi. Why is Urim V'Tumim called Kresi V'Plesi? Kresi Shekarsim Devrayim. It cuts its words, which means its words, it say, are finished and facts, and doesn't go, not more or less. It's concise, the words. Plesi Shemuflam Devrayim. It's Muflam, what they say. Whatever the Urim V'Tumim says comes true, so it's Muflam. And what do we want from this pasuk? So Rashi learns that we see from this pasuk that Beno Ben Yehuda was first before the Kresi HaPlesi. That's what we're bringing from this pasuk. But the first was Beno Ben Yehuda, and then Kresi HaPlesi. Taisa has a little different shot. V'achach, and afterwards then, Sar Tzava LeMelech, the general for the king, is Yoyah. So you see, the order of going to war was Achitofel, the Sanhedrin, the Urim V'Tumim, and then they went to war, Aideh, the general Yoyah. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Adin. Now we'll go back to before we said that David HaMelech had the kinar every night at Chatzos. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Adin, Amlo Om Rav Yitzchak Reid Rav Idi Mikra. What do you see a pasuk that's to bring that remez to that idea that the kinar woke him up at Chatzos? Says in the pasuk, Ura Kavoidi Ura Hanevel V'China Ira Shachar. He's telling his Kavoidi is his neshama. He tells the neshama, wake up, don't sleep, and you'll wake up by the navel chinona, ira shacha, which means I will wake up the shachar. And not like other malachim, where the shachar wakes them up. You know, first comes the morning, then, you know, within 3 hours later, they wake up. He woke up the shachar, he was up before the shachar. So it's the Rambam's the pasuk that they woke up by the navel chinona before shachars, before the morning. Now the Gemara returns to the kasha we had before, that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to tell Paro about Makas Bechari, says Kachatzoyis Alayla and Yoytze B'Sech Mitzrayim around Chatzoyis Alayla, and the Gemara asked Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know Chatzoyis, and David Melch didn't know Chatzoyis, so the Gemara says before that really Moshe did not know Chatzoyis, and David had a simen because he had the kinar. Now the Gemara's answer a little different. I think Rashi and Chumash brings out this answer. Rav Zeira Omer Moshe LaOlam have a yoda. Moshe knew when Chatzos was. But David Nami Aviyada, even without the Kinar, he knew when Chatzos was. The Kivin Davi Aviyada Kinar Lamali. So if David knew when Chatzos was, why did he need a Kinar? Le'asriyim Mishnasa, just to wake him up from his sleep. Just to wake him up from his sleep. And Agav, this Rav Zeira is the Shitasa. Before we had a Shaila, does David HaMelech stay up the whole night? Because Beneshef or Chatzos? So the Gemara answered, Rav Zeira's Teretz was that he sleeps until Chatzos, like Misnamnim, like, you know, only half hour time, and afterwards he wakes up. So that same Rav Zeira here says he needed a kinar to wake him up from sleep because he slept. According to other Madiyama before, he learned Torah until Chatzos, and then he woke up to say Shiras for the Shmachos. So he never went to sleep. You don't need anyone to wake you up. He never went to sleep. But if he's there, if you're observing Shitasa, it's very gishmak. The Kivan, the Moisha, so that's how David knew when Chatzai says, why do you need the Kinar? Because he wanted to wake up from a sleep, it was an alarm clock. The Kivan, the Moisha, the Yodam, says Moisha knew Chatzai, so why didn't he say Bach Chatzai Salah? Why did he have to say Kach Chatzai Salah, which means like Chatzai? Kivan, the Moisha, the Yodam, the lovely, the memory Kach Chatzai, Moisha Kasava, Shavitu, and Stirine Paroi. Maybe Paroi's stargazers will make a mistake and they say, oh, it's Chatzai, nothing happened. I don't see anyone dying. But Yoimu Moisha, Badayu. And they say, Moshe, you are a liar. And even though, like the Mepharshim speak out, it might last 10 seconds, the whole lie, but still, even for that much, we don't want him to say Moshe's a liar. And Omar, Lamad L'Shon Chaloyim Eni Adeya, train yourself, if you don't know something, say you don't know. Shem Tisbad Avtachas, maybe you will say something wrong and you'll be chaf by it. So Akaponim was saying that really Moshe and Dava both knew, and why did he say Kachatzai? Because he didn't want the Mitzriim to chaf him. I saw Gishmak a piece that Lechayer, what was the problem that the material not going to own Chatzos? It says before, Klovim Tzakim. The Klovim scream by Chatzos. They'll know what Chatzos is. Exactly Chatzos. The Klovim will scream, they'll die.
So,
what?
You
can ask them on Moshe. Yeah, that's what Rebbeinu. Tarit says, Liyechratz Kel Lashayne. The night of Makav Chayer is no dogs barked. So you couldn't know. That's what you couldn't know that night. They state and say from Ma'in Habracha from Rav Michael Stern. Okay. Rabash Yomar. Rav Ashi says a different pshat why he says kachatzos. Really, knew when chatzos was. Why he said kachatzos? We said before pshat is, we just said pshat is because the atzdigni apparel make a mistake. Rav Ashi is not a pshat. That Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on the night before and he was telling Klal Yisrael or he was telling Paroi, says, like tonight chatzos, tomorrow that time will be like the kachatzos tonight. Tomorrow will be the Makas Becharis. So he's saying, like tonight. Not that will be exactly Chatzos. He's saying, like tonight. Rav Ashi Yomar, Bepalga Urto, the place in Nagi Arba Sahava. It was at Chatzos of the night of the 13th before the 14th. Welcome, Moshe Yisrael. Omakosh Baruch Amokha, Amokha Ka Chatzos Alayla Ki Idna. Tomorrow night, my Chatzos lie like now, and he yates the Vesech Mitzrayim. I'm going to go out on Mitzrayim. And technically Yisrael here, which is maybe just say a Paroi, look at the Mepharshim, Sfas Emes, why it is Yisrael, Pashas this possible to Paroi. Look at the Gemara Vaitel, David Shomer Nafshi Chosid Ani. David HaMelech says, I am a Chosid. In what way was he a Chosid? What way did he mean that he was a Chosid? So it's a Machlokes, Levi Rav Yitzchak, Harama, Kakom Adol Pnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, watch me because I'm a chassid. Why am I a chassid? Rebbeinu Shloim, lo chassid ani shekol malchim izruch amarev yashenim. Ad shalosh shoyis, all malchim izruch amarev, they sleep till 3 hours. And we saw before that it means they start waking up after 2 hours, in the third hour, which is everyone else wakes up late. V'ani chatzois laila okum loydes loch. I wake up at chatzois, so I'm a big chassid. V'idach, kakom adol pnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The other man, the Amahol, is this what David said, he's a chassid. All the kings of Mizrach HaMayriv, Yishvim, Agudis, Bechvoidam, they sit with their groups of people, schmoozing the whole day. V'ani, Yodai, Melechlochos, Bedam, my hands are dirty from Dam, just talking about Dam Nida, because he was a big bucky in Maris of Dam, if it's Dam Tomei or Dam Tar, Uveshvir, Shvir is a baby that's not completely formed yet, and it's a big shiloh, if it's called a leida or not. Uve shulya, that's the sack, because ein shulya bloy vlad. And you should check these things to see if the isha is muta labayla, kadei latar isha labayla. That's what he's busy with all day. It's like dirty, you know, we know it's a mitzvah, but it's for a melech, it's dirty stuff. And so, v'loy oid, el kol mashin yoyisa, any psak I make, I don't even leave it like that. I need nimlach mipibayshas Rebbe, I go to my Rebbe mipibayshas and say, oh, v'loy, mipibayshas Rebbe, yofa danti, yofa chiafti, did I pass him well? The yofa zechisi, and Rashi as chiafti and zechisi are both by dini mominos, yofa taharti, yofa temesi, and I asked that there was matar, was matama, correctly, Rebbeisha wasn't embarrassed, even though a lot of times he was wrong. Rebbeisha did wrong, he was not embarrassed, he changed his psak. So that's why he's a chassid. First of all, he answers shilas. And not only that, he makes himself dirty to answer shilas, so he doesn't trust his own psak, he goes to ask Rebbeisha. What do you see this in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, "Va'adabra be'advaisecha neged malachim lo evaish." I talk about your Torah in front of malachim, and I'm embarrassed. And I'm embarrassed means he asks the questions from evaishes. Tana loy mipi evaishes shemay. His name was not mipi evaishes. Ela ish evaishes shemay. His name was evaishes. V'lomenik roshma mipi evaishes shemevayish pnei David b'halacha. Eloshen pi boishes, from his mouth came out boishes to David HaMelech. Lefikach, zocha Dov yotze menu kilav. Because of that, David was zoicha, that he had a very chosh of a son, and his name was Kilav. V'arav yechen loy kilav shmoy. His name wasn't Kilav, el Daniel shmoy. V'lo menikro shmoy kilav. Why was his name Kilav? Shoyimachalim pnei boish v'alacha. Because he's the barest, the face of Mitboishes v'halacha, and you read it, Kal Av. He's Machlim v'Av, the Av Bezdin, the Rav. That's what Kil Av stands for. His name is really Daniel, but Kil Av means he's Machal Av. So Machal Pnei Mitboishes v'halacha, v'lo v'mashloim v'chachmasa, b'ni, that's what Shloim Melech says in Mishlei, b'ni, he's going back on David and Kil Av. What David said about Kil Av, b'ni, imchachem libecha, yismach libi gam ani. If my son is so smart, I will be happy also. Means Mephibosheth, who was Mecharef Kaviyachol David, he embarrassed him. He will answer him back. Break the Gemara Kasha. But David Mikarli Nafshi Chassid, was David so confident in himself that he called himself a Chassid? Like it says in the pasuk, Lulei Emayin Tiliris Tov Hashem Eretz Chaim. It says in the pasuk that if not, Adonai Melech says if not, that I believed in Hashem, and I had a moon in Hashem, I would not stay be'eretz Achaim. I would have been chased out of the Beis Medrash. And it does, on top of the word lulei, there are dots to say that's not so partial. Thomas said to Rav Yosi, "Lomu nakud al lulei, omu dafnei garis baruch hu." Baruch shalom. Muftach ani bach. Shatam shalom schar toiv l'stigim l'slavi. I'm very sure. I have a complete emuna. You are going to give schar toiv to tzaddikim. I'm not 100% sure that at the end of the day I'm going to get that chelik. Why? I'm lav. Yes, you chelik b'neim. I'm lav. Why? Shem yigra mechait. Maybe chas v'shalom I'll do a chait, and I won't be zeichet to that. So he's nervous. And the same thing we find. We have to stop. You guys have a name alive, period. So it's a kasha. How could David say he's a chassid? David was not sure if he's going to get muftach l'olam haba. He says, "Ava eini yadeim, yesh yichalek b'neim alav." And for the Gemara, no, really, he is confident right now he's a chassid. But he's worried, a tzaddik was worried, shema yigre machet. And where do you find such an idea that your tzaddik is worried, Shem Yigra Machet? Because Yaakov Idi Rami, Ksiv, Hini Anoichi Imach, Veshmarticha, Bechol HaShotelech. Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, I am going to watch you wherever you do. Veksiv, Veyira Yaakov Ma'oid. And then it says that Yaakov was very scared. Why was he so scared? Omo Shem Yigra Machet. He said, maybe there was a chet in between the Haftacha and where Esau was coming. Therefore, he was scared. Shema Yigra Machet. See, tzaddikim always worried. Shema Yigra Machet. And the first man asked the chayyur, if Hashem gives the avtacha, how can he say it's not going to come true? So the answer that's only avtacha b'rabim, but avtacha to yachid, Shema Yigra Machet could cause it not to happen. Ketanya learned in the brayso. It's not going to stem so good. The next thing, Ketanya learned in the brayso. Ad yava amcha Hashem, ad yava am zukniso. We're saying. That's the first time when they crossed the Yarden to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's when it came back from Babel. There was supposed to be a huge nes me Ezra. Just like with Yeshua Benun, there was a nes that went across the Yarden. The Yarden split, and it came in the Taik of Gadol. But Ezra was supposed to be like that also. We know it wasn't like that by Ezra. Ezra came into Eretz Yisrael. They weren't even the rulers of Eretz Yisrael. It was under the rulership of Paras and Madai, Eretz Yisrael. They weren't even in charge. So there was no Nisim there. So what's Pshat? Elo Shegara Machet. That the Chet caused them, and therefore only went with just Kairish, and had to let them do it, help them out, and later on Achashverosh and Ayavesh, they had to be helped out. So therefore, you see what's up, Shav, because this chait could be gerim that the avtacha won't be exactly the way it's supposed to be.